welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Open our Bibles quickly to Isaiah chapter 40, chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, we'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 7 before we pray. Are we there? Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 1. I read from New King James. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. We are going to be praying. Now, if we go back to verse 1, the Living Translation says, is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. We have separated ourselves to come to hear from God, to come to learn from him. But there's something very important that we need before we can receive anything from him. And that is a desire, a thirst. The first question is, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Living Translation says, is anyone thirsty? If you do not have a thirst, then you cannot have a desire to drink. Are we together? If there is no desire, there is no reason to drink. You can take a horse to the water. Do you understand? You can bring a horse to a riverside. But if the horse is not thirsty, there is nothing you can do. Do you understand? The horse will not drink. No matter how much force you apply. No matter how much water is present. Nothing will happen. There is no satisfaction. There is no help for the horse. There is no refreshment for the horse. Because the horse has no desire to drink. Now you and I are going to pray. And we are going to ask God for that desire. Except that desire is there. No matter how much God brings his word. It will come and it will go. Just like that horse is by the riverside. The river is abundant. The river is there. And the river is there so that it can satisfy the horse. But the horse will not tap into that river if it does not have a thirst. Now, we have all come, but we will not get from God, no matter how abundant his blessings and his provision is, if there is no desire. Now, I want you to be sincere to come to God. I know we are all here. We separated ourselves because we want to receive of him, because we want to go closer to him, because we want to know him more, because we want to respond to his love. But I want us to ask him, Lord, I want you to give me a thirst that can come from you. Shall we rise up on our feet? No matter what God wants to do, there is the part of your heart that has to be ready to receive from him. It says, come. Come and drink. The water is there. God is ready to do so much. God is ready to draw you close. God is ready to give you nourishment for the next few years of your life. For the next phase of your life. For the remaining part of your journey with him. But if there is no desire, there is no how you will drink. Why don't we ask him, Lord, give me a desire. Give me a thirst. Give me a thirst for your word. Give me a thirst to know you. Give me a desire. Give me a hunger that can only be birthed by you. Father, I have come. I have separated myself because I want to know you. But no man comes to you except you draw him. Father, I have separated myself because I want to know you more. Lord, I am bringing my heart. I am bringing myself. I am presenting my heart. I am asking, oh God, that you will give me a heart that is parched. A heart that desires, just like a desert, hungry for the water. Just like a camel always long for the water. For water. Father, I have come that you will make my heart thirsty for you. I have come that you will give me a yearning for you. I have come so that I can receive that which you have prepared for me. Lord, I do not want to return the same way I have come. Lord, I do not want to return taking only slighty bits from the abundance that you have prepared for me. Lord, I want to launch into the depth of what you have prepared. Father, I want to eat it from the depth of what you have prepared. I don't want to take from the surface. Lord, I don't want to come and just go back the same way. Lord, I am asking that you will help me with my heart. I am asking that you will help prepare my heart. I am asking, oh God, that you make my heart ready to receive you. I'm asking, oh God, that you cause my heart to draw closer to you. I am asking, oh God, that you give me a heart that hungers and thirsts for you. Lord, my coming here can only yield results if my heart desires you. If my heart wants a longing, if my heart longs for your presence, Lord, I bring my heart before you, that you will give me a heart that is sanctified, that you will give me a heart that desires you. Father, bet in me a hunger for your presence. Bet in me a hunger for your word. Bet in me a longing and a desire to tabernacle at your presence. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Matthew chapter 5 verse 5 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they shall be filled. But if there is no hunger, there is no filling. Lord, give me a hunger. Stir me up. Woke up a hunger in me that will yearn for you. Woke up a desire in me that will long for you. In the name of Jesus. Father, your word says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. For those people that have a hunger, they shall be filled. Father, I have come with my best plenty. I am praying, Lord Jesus, that you will work in me a hunger for righteousness. That you will work in me a yearning for righteousness. That you will work in me an awakening for righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Father, I do not just want to come the same way. I do not want to go the same way I have come. I have brought my vessel. Father, I ask, oh God, you will empty me of everything that seeks to contend with your presence. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Isaiah 55 from verse 3. Says, incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Living Bible says, come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, for the life of your soul is at stake. I am ready to make an everlasting covenant with you, to give you all the unfailing mercies of David and the love that I had for King David. The love that God had for David is an unmeasurable love, because till now, David is still the king of Israel. He will still return as a reigning king. They celebrate right now, even in Israel, they celebrate the year of King David. But he says, the love that I have for David, I want to extend that same love to you. We are going to be praying. The instruction is, incline your ear, hear, and your soul shall live. Father, give me a hearing ear. Lord, give me a ear that is ready to listen. He says, because your soul, the life of your soul is at stake. Father, help me to know that what I am contending for is the eternity of my soul. What I am contending for is not a matter of now. It's not a matter of the next 5 years. It's not a matter of the next 10 years. But the information and the knowledge, the life I need, so that my soul can be rescued forever. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask, give me ear that I may hear. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you will give me ear that I may hear. Father, I ask that you will give me a hearing ear. Lord, thought you would give me a hearing ear. He says, because the life of your soul is at stake. Father, give me ears that can hear. In the name of Jesus. Lord, not ears that is itching and desires to hear what the ear itself wants to hear. Lord, not to speak to me according to the abundance of what is in my heart, but according to the abundance of your purpose for my life. Lord, I ask, oh God, you will give me a hear. Ears that will hear your word. Ears that will listen. Ears that will begin to understand. In the name of Jesus. I want us to ask that God will purge us from all information that will contend with his spirit. God will purge us of all opinions, of all knowledge that we might now have that is not according to the word of God. Father, purge me of everything that will contend with your word in my life. Purge me of everything that will not allow the fullness of what you intend to do for me to be manifested. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask, whatever it is that will not cause us to hear, Lord, we pray that by the mercies of God, you will remove it far from us. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we lift ourselves up. We lift ourselves in surrender, and we surrender ourselves at your feet. Whatever would stand as a hindrance, whatever will cause our ears to be blocked, Lord, whether it is prior opinion, whether it is the doctrines that we have received of old that is not of you, whether it is societal influence, whatever it is that will obstruct us and hinder us from hearing your word and stop us to become like you, Lord, we pray that in your mercy you will separate it from us. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The other part says, I will make an everlasting covenant with you. We are going to ask. This the scripture was talking directly to the person. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. It didn't say with us. It didn't say with the whole of Israel. It said with you. I want you to ask him, Father, let your instruction be direct to me. Lord, let your word be direct to me. Let me be able to apply it practically for myself. Give me interpretation that applies to my life. Yes, the speaker will be speaking. But Lord, I want to hear for myself. I want, when you speak, I want to hear your instruction as clearly as it comes. In the name of Jesus. Lord, your word says, I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Father, I am asking that your instructions that will come, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that it will come directly to me. Father, you will speak directly to me, that I will apply directly to all that concerns me. In the name of Jesus, Father, I know you are here to meet with us all. I know you're here, you're separated yourself to meet with us. Lord, I am asking for a personal encounter. Lord, I am asking for a personal revelation. I am asking, oh God, that it will be real to me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that it will be real to me. Lord, I ask, oh God, that each and every one of us will encounter you. Will encounter you in manners, oh God, that will keep us in an everlasting covenant with you. That will keep us, that will stand as an altar, that for the rest of our lives, when we look back, we will know that indeed at this time, Jesus spoke to me, and in the strength of that message, I will run for the rest of my life. Lord, I desire an encounter such as this. Lord, I desire an encounter such as this. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Verse 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call upon him now that he is near. We are going to ask him, Father, help me to put aside everything I need to put aside in order to find you. Some of us might have to put aside some habits. Some of us might have to put aside some people. Some of us might have to put aside some appointments. Some of us might have to put aside some things that we have already planned. Some of us might have to put aside things that are dear to us. But it says, seek him. Father, help me. Help me to seek you in such a way that I can find you. There is a way you will seek and you will not find what you're looking for. There are places you will go. There is a manner, there is a method you will go about it. And you will not get it. Say, oh, what are you looking for? I'm looking for my money. And you're sitting down there. There is no desire. There is no searching. There is no movement. There is no action. You will not find anything. Father, help me to seek in such a way that I will find. Help me to run in such a way that I can obtain. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask at this season. You said, seek the Lord while you can find him. Call upon him while he is near. Father, we ask this season. Father, you will grant us grace. Lord, you will enable us. Lord, you will strengthen us to seek you in such a way that we can find you. In the name of Jesus, help us to put aside all that can stand as a distraction. Help us to put aside all that can stand as a hindrance. Help us to put aside all that will prevent us from finding you. Lord, help me to seek in such a way that I can find you. Help me to call in such a way that I can hear you, that I can see you. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is that will not enable me to seek in such a way that I will find, I pray, oh God, in mercy you will take them from me. In mercy you will take them from us. In mercy you will separate it from each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me to seek in such a way that I can find. Help me to separate everything I need to separate myself from. Help me to get rid of all that I need to get rid of. Lord, open my eyes to see the way to seek you. In the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to seek you in such a way that is needful. In such a way that it can be found. There is a way to run. Says run in such a way that you will obtain the prize. Father, help me to run according to the rules. Help me to run according to the rules. Not one that box as if he boxed the air. Father, help me. Help me to put aside all that I need to put aside so that you can be found of me. Help each and every one of us to lay aside all the weights that easily beset us so that we can be found of you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on you. And he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I want us to ask, Father, everything that repulses you, everything that separates me from you, everything that causes you to turn away from me, Father, open my eyes to see it and help me to cast it off. Help me to forsake it. In this meeting, Lord, help me to return to you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, your word says, let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. Father, in any way I need to return, in every area where I need to return, Father, help me to return wholly. In the name of Jesus. Everything I need to separate myself from, everything I need to forsake, Lord, help me to forsake it. Everything I need to turn away from, everything I need to separate from, everything I need to be apart from, Lord, help me to step apart from it. Help me to step away from it. Father, we ask that you will have your way. Father, let your mercy reach out to each and every one of us. Lord, let your mercy locate each and every one of us. Meet with us in such a way that an altar will be built, and for the rest of our lives, it will be a reference point. We will look back and know that indeed God is real. We will look back and know that indeed we can walk with God. Father, put our foot on the path where the ancient saints have tread. Lord, put our foot on the path where the ancient saints have tread and they did not look back. Help me to return.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, It is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on 080-3348-0058, 080-813-8536, 081-4099-1321, or visit our blogspot at
www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life?